How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Cubs have re-signed free agent center fielder Dexter Fowler to a one-year, $8 million deal with a mutual option for 2017. The 29-year-old reportedly had a three-year, $35 million contract on the table from the Baltimore Orioles, but the Score's Bruce Levine is reporting that Fowler's deal with Baltimore fell through after Fowler insisted on an early opt-out clause, which the Orioles were not willing to offer. The Cubs made another move today, trading utility man Chris Coughlin to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for right-handed pitcher Aaron Brooks. Coughlin hit .250 for the Cubs last year while adding a career-high 16 home runs. Also in baseball, White Sox co-owner and vice chairman Eddie Einhorn died today at the age of 80. Einhorn was the vice chairman for the Sox for 25 years and also served as chief operating officer from 1981 to 1990. The team has announced that they will wear a patch on their uniforms during the season to honor Einhorn. Here is Sox VP Kenny Williams.
We're going to miss him just being around his energy. He's one of the top 10 characters, I think, that I've ever met in my life. And by that, I say that in a good way. Personally, you know, I can't tell you what he has meant to me. And I've known him since I was 18 years old.
Thursday night hockey at the UC tonight as the Blackhawks try to get back on the winning track at 7 o'clock as they host the Nashville Predators. Hawks goalie Corey Crawford had 38 saves in the last meeting between these two teams on January 19th, and Preds captain Shea Weber is a game-time decision with a lower body injury. Basketball news, the Brooklyn Nets have waived seven-time All-Star swingman Joe Johnson today. Michael Scotto of SheridanHoops.com is reporting that Johnson is heavily considering joining either Cleveland, Miami, or Atlanta. Finally, tonight, the Bulls are off as they travel to Atlanta to take on the Hawks tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Phillips Arena. No word yet on the status of Derrick Rose, who sat out of last night's win over the Washington Wizards with right hamstring tendonitis. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. Also, it is refund season, so come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Moore's and Bernstein.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Afternoons on The Score.
Talking about the Gronk party cruise.
We had a little sampling of a Gronk warrior in Frisco. He's one of those icky, beloved figures.
Yo soy fiesta.
I don't think we have an equivalency with the Vikings party boat, because that was hula's, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that
it's the full boat.
Yeah, that's the full
boat. That's really the full boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Mount McKinney, the love boat scandal on Lake Minnetonka.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
The party became so out of control that crew members on the two yachts were offered money for sex. The lake cruise turned into a wild sex party.
Hey, baby! I like this kind of party!
The details started filtering back. It got, icky.
That's where things get a little icky.
It was Fred Smoot that actually reserved the boats. Dante Culpepper, Bryant McKinney, and Mo Williams were apparently engaged in butt groping.
Butt groping.
Sex toy usage.
Mm-hmm.
And topless lap dancing, according to the criminal complaint.
I am your captain, Captain Jack.
And I'm your body captain. If the boat's rocking, don't come knocking.
I am tired.
I know, Flossie.
It's okay, Flossie.
All right.
It'll be over soon.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. Morris and Bernstein, what a perfect way to lead into football conversation.
Kevin Fishbane is on Twitter at KFishbane. He writes for ChicagoFootball.com, and he's with us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Home Run Inn Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Fun times on Hand Measurement Day. That's what we're doing. We are measuring hands. How did yours turn out, Kevin?
You know, I don't want to measure it because I already didn't make it as an NFL quarterback, and I just feel like it's going to confirm why. It's probably because I did not have 10-inch hands. It's one of my – actually, 2 years ago, guys, Jordan Lynch had the smallest hands, and I asked him about it then, and he got kind of ticked off that people were talking about his hand size. But it's – today's hand size day. Jared Goff had to defend his 9-inch hands, and
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz had to talk up his 10 3/4-inch monstrous hands. Even John Elway got in a conversation. But guys, as you know, that's silly season a little bit. But it's draft time. It's what we do.
I saw that Goff barely passed because it is 9. It is 9.5 at least. He's only 9, then 9.5, and then 10, and then all of it's great as long as I personally, I've watched Goff throw. He seems like he's okay to me. I could be wrong, but I don't notice when I watch him throw the ball. I don't think he's the most powerful guy I've ever seen, but I don't notice. I say, damn, if his hands were only bigger, he'd be fine.
Yeah, and that's kind of funny. That's what it's going to come. That's what people are going to talk about today is his hand size, and we'll watch him throw later this week against nobody and try to make a determination off that. I actually give credit to Michigan State center Jack Allen, who's from Hinsdale Central. He actually said today, he goes, you know, we know that 90% of this is what we do on tape, and this is part of the 10% that's, you know, everything else. Scouts and GMs like to say this stuff helps confirm certain things that they see on tape. And, you know, for Goff, I bet a lot of his stuff is going to be in these meeting rooms with GMs where he's got to go up on the whiteboard and draw out a play, or they'll have a play and they'll tell him, okay, what read would you make on this specific play, because so much talk about that Cal system and how he'd be able to transition. So for some of these quarterbacks, especially the spread offense guys, most of the important stuff will be in the chalkboard room.
I saw the Bears had their time with former Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg, a guy who, after his freshman year, I said, this is the best quarterback that I've seen in college football, and then he did nothing but regress. And I read that he was kind of blaming some of this on the sanctions imposed on the school, I guess meaning the difficulty they had cobbling together an offensive line to protect him. And it was clear that he was always a Bill O'Brien guy and was pining for him even after he was long gone. What do you think the Bears' level of interest is?
Well, Dan, I figured he was going to blame it all on you, everything that went wrong at Penn State.
Well, that was one of the few things associated with that university that I actually have never stopped liking.
You know, with Hackenberg, I always tell people that I'm very biased because I've only watched him in person twice. Both times against Northwestern, two of his worst games in college. Mm-hmm. And one thing about Hackenberg that you're going to hear a lot about is this accuracy issue. And I was talking to somebody who said, you know, think about how much, and I know a lot of Bears people hated those bubble screens from last year. Some of the times it worked, and then sometimes they maybe use it a little too much. But there's a lot of teams that use some of these screens because of the wide receivers and the abilities and just trying to get rid of the ball quickly. You know, can you trust a guy who barely completed 55, 56% of his passes in college to do that at an effective level in some of these offenses? So I think it's something to think about. You know, I'm sure a lot of us writers here have talked about it. I talked to try as many of these mid-round quarterbacks as I could today because Ryan Pace had that quote yesterday that he thinks it's a good group. And, of course, that could make a little sense for the Bears to take one of those guys. But I it's hard for me to see Hackenberg being that because of those issues with accuracy.
Well, as you talk to all these guys, who impressed you? Who made any kind of positive or negative impression on you in talking to them?
I was impressed by Dak Prescott. One of the things I wanted to try to get from these guys, at least my line of questioning, which, as you guys know, these things are very self-serving for us journalists. We want you to tell us quotes for us to put in our stories. Mm-hmm. And thinking about the Bears and the idea that if they draft someone, he's going to sit behind Cutler. And also, they're going to draft somebody in the middle rounds. So, you know, one of the questions I asked Prescott was, you know, about being that second-tier guy. And, you know, and he kind of looks and goes, that's what y'all talk about. You know, I don't care about that. That's for you guys to talk about. First and second tier, and you know, because I asked like four different quarterbacks a similar question about, they all know that it's Goff, Wentz, Lynch, maybe Cook, and then everybody else. And I thought it was interesting that he kind of was a little more confident in his response about the idea that he knows the middle tier, and he talked about too seeing some quarterbacks in the NFL, a Kirk Cousins, a Russell Wilson. Wilson's maybe a little too unique, but or too out of the ordinary to look at. But some of these guys have been third, fourth, fifth round quarterbacks, and eventually made it when they've had the time to develop. So Prescott impressed me a little bit. I thought Connor Cook's interview was really interesting, just from a journalism perspective, because the first question was, you know, what do you want teams to see? What do you want to work on? And he says, my movement in the pocket. And then everybody goes, well, what about your leadership? Everyone's questioning your leadership. So we all want to talk to him about his leadership because that is something that is a knock on him. And he wanted to talk about his shoulder and his movement in the pocket. But he's well aware of the leadership questions. And I thought he handled all those questions pretty well today.
That's interesting because I didn't know that he would. I know at some points during this season, maybe the last couple, he's been kind of a guy that some up there didn't get much out of it. He didn't really want to talk about that kind of stuff, and now of course he does. I mean that is the question about him. And there's just other things too, Kevin. I'm just not sure that I, you know, even though he certainly will fall. So what are the Bears? The second pick is 41 or whatever. He will be there, I think. Don't you at 41 or no?
Yeah, I think he certainly could. It's hard to, for
me.
It
scares me a little.
What he's going to do. And also, the idea that so many teams need to get a quarterback in the first round, that might be from 3, 4, 5 years ago. now that we've seen other guys get drafted in the second or third rounds, and mm-hmm. these classes just aren't as deep as they once were, even though there's a premium on the position. So the Bears are going to have a lot of options, I think, at quarterback in both the second and the third round, maybe even the fourth round, too. You know, Stanford, Kevin Hogan, I know he's a guy that Greg Gabriel likes a lot. And he's someone that came from a pro-style offense. So in terms of knowledge of the game and maybe knowledge of defenses and just being able to center, he might be a little farther along than some of the other guys.
Now, we talked to Chris Emma about this yesterday, and I'm still curious. It's something that he alluded to with the Kevin White experience informing Ryan Pace and what he went through last year. No matter what has happened in your history, at some point, you've got to make a call on a guy that has an injury or has had an injury, and you're trying to check that out. And that really, it's not going to change. But, you know, Emma speculated that maybe the Bears would be less likely to take a chance on a guy with an injury history because of getting burned by Kevin White. You know, my belief is you can't really let that happen because that way you're maybe allowing something to affect you in a way that it shouldn't. And you could end up, you're changing your risk calculus for no good reason in a way that hurts your team. What do you think the Bears' stance is on that with Ryan Pace, a young general manager, now perhaps once bitten, twice shy?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. And I will tell you this, when I first started diving into the draft stuff, my immediate response to the Jalen Smith question or Miles Jack is no way. Why would they do that? But when you sit down and think about it, and then you think about what Ryan Pace did in his first year, he's a guy that clearly showed he doesn't care about what maybe the outside thinks of what he's doing. I mean, this is someone that made trades and cuts that maybe other GMs who are a little more cared more about PR might not have made, and the Matt Forte thing, and not even bothering bringing back a Lance Briggs or a Charles Tillman. And I know those are very different than this situation, but I think it paints Ryan Pace as a guy who is very confident. And I don't imagine, you know, John Fox would be the type of guy, if he had his own experiences with guys with extensive medical histories in drafting, then maybe he steps in positively or negatively. But if you think about the Bears organization and you think about the people that might care about the look, the aesthetics of making a pick like a Jalen Smith or Miles Jack, those people that are in the Bears organization that might worry about that are not Ryan Pace and John Fox. And something Pace mentioned yesterday, which is really important about the combine, is these medicals is maybe one of the most important things that these guys get out of the combine. So when you're talking about a Jalen Smith, you're going to know, they're going to come out of here knowing everything they're probably is to know about his knee, as opposed to Kevin White, where that injury was a fluke injury that popped up. So they're going to have everything. They're going to have all the information, all the details. And if they loved what they saw on tape of a guy, you know, I totally could see them doing it. I know Bears Nation might flip out, but I feel like Ryan Pace has to have won some confidence over what he's done in 1 year.
Yeah, and Jack is a guy, too, that I think is probably the better of the two. But, I mean, he's another guy. It's the same story. So, we could be completely wrong about this, Kevin. I don't know. Could just be out in the cloud somewhere with this. But you're right about Pace. He doesn't strike you as that guy that, you know, just because this goes wrong, he's ever going to let that bother him. I mean, that isn't really the way you run a franchise anyway. And he strikes me as a guy that he's not going to let that kind of stuff say, oh, boy, I got burned on this once, going to get burned on it again. I mean, I think he's just going to do what he thinks is the best player. And I think he'll figure, yeah, whatever it is wrong with him, he'll get right by the time he's here.
Yeah, and that's what you want in a GM. You want someone that's going to be focused on the football aspect of it and show confidence in your doctors and your trainers and your coaching staff. And Pace has done that throughout. And if you look at his transactions and his moves, it hasn't been necessarily that conventional. I mean, he's been a little offbeat sometimes with some of these things that he's done, and they know what their needs are up in that defensive front seven. You know, the one I don't think it's an injury related thing, but I think that there's going to be a lot of really good players at 11 on the defensive line that the Bears might want to consider, and we'll talk to those guys tomorrow. But that might be the deepest position in the draft, is those guys who can play five technique. It's a huge need for the Bears. So you can maybe make the argument that if they took one of these injured guys instead of one of the Sheldon Rankins or one of these defensive linemen that was available, then I could see, you know, that argument having a little more of validity because you have other options available. But I think you got to look at what Pace can do, and they brought him in for his scouting. This is his bread and butter, and this is what folks got to kind of try to have their faith in him for.
Now, before we let you go, this might sound a little bit silly, but one of the guys on the list, when you start looking at how much money they're going to make and where they are in their career, and you talk about Pace not being a sentimentalist, I look at Robbie Gould, and I say he missed some kicks last year. He is getting up there in age. He will be the highest paid kicker in the NFL. So immediately, that is what's flashing on the board right there as a place where maybe they could save money and maybe they could find a prospect. I don't know if that's you're usually talking undrafted rookie free agent or somebody elsewhere in the free agent pool. But what do you think the decision is going to be, if there is one, regarding Robbie Gould?
I actually asked Robbie a question along those lines after the season finale, and the response was, you know, I'm not going to talk about that stuff. I'm under contract, and you guys like to make these stories bigger than they are.
Nobody's making it bigger than it is. We're just addressing a story.
Yes, he is. Kevin is making it bigger than it is. Yes, it is. It's
and
hands day.
Like in a locker room on deadline, maybe I would have followed up and said, well, you are the highest paid, going to be the highest paid kicker in football. Yeah, it's not a ridiculous question, but you're absolutely right. It's something for them to think about. I mean, they do have cap space. I think a lot of it depends on how they value that position. In the first six games of the season last year, you could argue Robbie Gould was the most valuable player on the team when he was perfect for field goals, his kickoffs were fine, and nobody else was doing anything on either side of the ball. And then obviously you look back at those games. I mean, say what you will about everything else that went wrong against Washington and San Francisco, but it came down to Robbie. He's got a job to do, and he gets paid, as you mentioned, a lot to do it. So that is going to be one of those under-the-radar curious things that they consider, and I think it's going to be, you know, we're going to learn how much these guys value some of these positions money-wise, and we kind of have an idea how much they value the running back position, and we're going to see what they think of the kicker position soon enough.
Boy, we certainly do. They made the Matt Forte move without even a beat of sweat publicly. Anyway, that's interesting, Kevin. That wasn't even. No, we're not. We don't have an offer. And you move on. We've got two guys here. We're going to do that. So, you know, I mean, my bottom line as we let you go is that, you know, I want them to be in charge, whether they're right or wrong, whatever it is, be certain about it. And they certainly seem to be. I mean, that what they do, they certainly seem they're damn sure of it.
Yeah, and look, guys, they're going to make the mistakes, and they're the first to tell you that Ray McDonald was a mistake, and then Alan Ball was a mistake. And
Eddie Royal and Andrell Roll.
Yeah, you know, the Patriots have made mistakes. I was talking to a Patriots writer today. I said, so how's John Bostic working out for New England? And he kind of goes, who? yeah, so it happens. But I think, look, you look at the talent on that team last year, and the fact that for a few days, Bears Nation got all crazy thinking about playoffs in the end of November there, as insane as that thought was, the Bears gave them reason to do that without having the proper personnel to field a team that should be able to do that. And I think a lot of that certainly goes to Ryan Pace, but also that coaching staff that people can have some confidence in.
All right, so after the press conferences and after the hand measurement, I believe it'll be a lot more fun to watch guys in their underpants jumping over things and running around things, so enjoy.
Speak for yourself on that part.
Oh, I do.
We appreciate it, Kevin.
Kevin Fishbane, ChicagoFootball.com, yes. Our guest. At 5 o'clock, we have...
Hey, buddy. Who are you crapping?
Excited about it. Looking forward to it. I hope it's good.
Yes.
Carve out your time, because the lines will be open. You will be able to call in and perform something spectacular and entertaining for us.
No pressure, though.
No. Not till the end. Not till the manometer comes out. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Puig. Apparently, tired of fighting L.A. traffic to the ballpark, Dodger Yasiel Puig is throwing down for his own helicopter. His friend and, quote, personal vehicle customizer, Alex Vega, told TMZ that his guy is done with the freeways and wants to fly right over them to get to Dodger Stadium. Listen, we all hate traffic. We all hate that here in L.A., it takes an hour to get anywhere you want to go. But do you hate it badly enough to drop a reported $350K to beat it? That is enormous dough to pay to get to the chopper. I don't know. It's his money. He should spend it any way he wants. But instead of hitting the helicopter dealer for $350K, I don't know, maybe you hit a department store and get an alarm clock for $20. I'm Jim Rome.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or twiningsusa.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
You probably had a very similar situation happen to you at home where you wanted to watch something on TV and all the TVs were occupied and your children have control of the house and you're just the dad and you have no say in anything. So you were left without a television despite wanting to watch something on TV. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola for Xfinity Internet. Happened to me over the weekend. No TVs to watch. And so what I did is I grabbed my tablet. I pulled up my Xfinity TV app and using my always fast and always reliable Xfinity Internet, laid on the couch in the front room, and I watched my television show live on my tablet. So I had 2 TVs going, 1 live streaming the web, and 3 tablets being used at one time. And my Xfinity Internet provided, as usual, the service I needed. Now, Xfinity Internet offers a variety of speeds to help you choose the best plan that fits your family's needs. Whether your family surfs the web a lot or little, Xfinity has you covered. You know, and I can even download movies or entire albums in seconds using my Xfinity Internet, and that's the kind of internet you deserve at home. So here's what you do, and it's now until March 20th. New customers can get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet from Comcast and get speeds that are super fast, fastest that you'll ever have at your house, for just $14.99 a month for a year, and it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is call 1-800-XFINITY or go to xfinity.com/challenge today. Now, this special offer requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. And after promo, regular rates do apply. But it's a fantastic offer, $14.99 a month for a year with a 30-day money-back guarantee. But I guarantee you this, you will not be getting rid of that Xfinity Comcast internet once you have it. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at xfinity.com/challenge today.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness, the sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
6. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Pontiac RV's annual preseason RV sale is February 26th through the 28th with over 500 RVs in stock and on sale. Check out the new 2016 models plus a few leftover 2015s at huge discounts. See over 30 brands of RVs from Coachman, Keystone RV, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more, all at RV show prices during the preseason sale at Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac and online at PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Cubs have re-signed free agent center fielder Dexter Fowler to a one-year, $8 million deal today with a mutual option for 2017. The 29-year-old reportedly had a three-year, $35 million contract on the table with the Baltimore Orioles, but the Score's Bruce Levine reported that Fowler's deal with Baltimore fell through after Dexter insisted on an early opt-out, which the Orioles were not willing to offer. Fowler maintains that he never had a verbal agreement with Baltimore.
I didn't give him a verbal agreement at all. I don't know where that came from. It didn't come from our camp. So it kind of put me in a difficult situation. But with Theo, you know, they made a good offer, and you come back to what you know.
Cubs made another move today as well, trading utility man Chris Coughlin to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for right-handed pitcher Aaron Brooks. Coughlin hit .250 for the Cubs last year while adding a career-high 16 home runs. Also in baseball, White Sox co-owner and vice chairman Eddie Einhorn died today at the age of 80. Einhorn was the vice chairman for the Sox for 25 years and also served as chief operating officer from 1981 to 1990. The team has announced that they will wear a patch on their uniforms during the season to honor Einhorn. Thursday night hockey at the United Center tonight as the Blackhawks try to get back on track at 7 o'clock as they host the Nashville Predators. Hawks goalie Corey Crawford had 38 saves in the last meeting between these two teams on January 19th. Preds captain Shea Weber is a game-time decision with a lower body injury. Basketball news, the Brooklyn Nets have waived 7-time All-Star swingman Joe Johnson this evening. Michael Scotto of SheridanHoops.com is reporting that Johnson is heavily considering joining either Cleveland, Miami, or Atlanta. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by TheHomeLoanExpert.com. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by CNN. Everything is bigger in Texas, and the last Republican debate before Super Tuesday is going to be huge. Join Wolf Blitzer for the CNN Republican presidential debate tonight at 7:30 on CNN. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And we have indeed spent a lot of time today on Boris Bernstein talking about Dexter Fowler's surprise return to the Cubs. I thought the Orioles thing was it. Done, finished. He's going to be an Oriole, and that's it. And the next thing you know, here he is.
And if you haven't seen the video yet, Theo and Joe Maddon conspired to make a moment out of it where Maddon had everybody gathered out on the field and had them turned in a direction. And then from the opposite direction, they have walked Dexter Fowler out there and they said, hey, look who's here. And, oh, surprise, nice. And they kind of, they were praying. You could see everybody sort of processing everything. And not, why is he here? And
why is he here?
They thought he was coming to say goodbye or something. But no, he's coming to say he is
Hello. He
is a Cub. And you know what? When you see him, you know, Jason Hayward came over, gave him a big hug. The Cubs are absolutely enormous. That's the other thing. No, seriously. They're huge. Between Bryant and Hayward, isn't Hamill like 6'5"?
I mean, 6'4", I think.
6'4"?
Yeah. Guy, yeah.
I mean, look at the size of this. I mean, they're a basketball team. Are they on average the tallest team? And even as you know, just size, Soler and Schwarber. This is a beefy team.
It's beefy,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty beefy. I don't know about maybe. What's Rizzo?
Rizzo's
he listed as 6'4"? I can't remember. It's been seemingly I haven't seen him in forever. Is that what he's listed at?
And this is before Big Danny Vogelbach has a spot.
Yeah, Big Danny.
6'3", 220.
Okay.
Rizzo. I mean, I know that you know pitchers are generally big. Baseball players are can be big people, but the Cubs are noticeable. I mean, that just with the size they've got, this is if you had to pick a basketball team from a baseball team and say who's
the Mighty Mighty Cool?
Yeah, which MLB team could be a representative hoops team size wise? They're probably it. This note here for you specifically. And this is absolutely with you in mind. This is our dear old friend Dr. Mike.
Uh-huh.
Who said, I know you guys can't use the audio, but between 5:30 and 6 this morning, a news station up the dial, and it's not our sister station, a news station kept saying the South Shore train line was not running due to a blown conductor. Later they changed the phrase.
I'll have to take a closer look at that.
Later they changed the phrase to electrical problem. Said,
well, blown conductor, electrical problems, what's the difference?
Except every time I heard that the train wasn't running due to the blown conductor, Terry, I thought of you. How can that not be seen by somebody in editing somewhere?
That's a great question. I don't know. I you know what though? I like it. I likes it.
That's great.
Thank God for thank you. Yes, that's I had not heard that, and now it makes my day. That and Dexter Fowler back as a Cub.
And this note from Greg when we were talking about Butch Jones. Do you realize that former Illini athletic director Mike Thomas hired Beckman at Illinois and hired Butch Jones at Cincinnati? Try to sell that to a search committee.
Boy, I guess, even if you don't know much about him, I mean, Cincinnati's that kind of program. That's what it was after Kelly left, and I'm sure that remained that way. Kind of one of those rogue bit programs. Because they got pretty good, if you recall, and then I don't know who they are now. But you didn't know much about him, and now what you know about him, just in this little bit of time, what an asswipe. I mean, for a guy who really, you know, I mean, he gets his SEC chance, and I guess the minute you walk in that door, no laws, nothing covers what you do. You do whatever you want to do. You're in the SEC. I mean, I don't know if there's any problems at these other places. I'm not surprised Mike Thomas would hire him, by the way. Look, when you make that hire, you know what Tim Beckman was.
Yeah, I knew there was something wrong with
sure.
him the first time
oh, yeah,
I met
you
him.
Did. Yeah, you told me that, even though he was sitting next to me, ogling.
Yeah,
me.
But no, he left. I said, there's something wrong with that guy.
Yeah, I know you did.
You can vouch for me. I did.
You did.
Because clearly there was something not wired properly.
No. And I said, well, yeah, there might be, but we shared a moment.
This MLB roster analysis here has the Cubs at average height of 6'7", 191.
That's wrong. They do not have an average height of 6'7".
Yeah, I know. That's what it says.
Yeah, I would find a different
trying to
site.
Figure this out. Yeah, it's the only one that's there. There's nothing out there. I mean, you get tons of average age and... But yeah, and of course it's Espen's website and they have it at 6'7".
No, that would be wrong.
And the first indication I knew their analysis here was incorrect because they have an average height, and even though there isn't one person on their rosters that is this tall, they have the Dodgers
mm-hmm.
and the A's
mm-hmm.
as an average height of 6'11".
What? You know what you have, Matty? A bad website.
Right. Oh, man. Right. As the Rangers at average height of 6'6", the Cubs 6'7", Baltimore at 6'9".
What? Huh?
Man, I think
that's a fail.
I'm not thinking so.
So you don't think that's right?
No,
you don't think Oakland and the right. Dodgers at 6'11"?
Nope.
Even though looking at the Dodgers 40-man roster, they don't even have anyone that the tallest person they have is 6'4".
Well, it goes
but
up.
But their average height is 6'11",
they
though.
Average it out, yep.
Yeah, wait, when they signed Paul Tagliabue, that height just goes right up.
On the south side, it's Solon. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you, too?
Fine. What's up?
Pretty good. Hey, Matt. My main point, I just want to see, what was the takeoff after Bill Veeck when Einhorn and Reinsdorf took over the Sox? Was it pretty much an upper or downer or an in-betweener?
Are you talking about the reaction?
No, actually, because I can't recall. It could be the reaction. What was the reaction based off of their play? I know they were terrible some 25 years ago, but I just
well, the big thing it was somewhere in between. I don't think there was a strong reaction that I recall.
Well,
way,
it
so
was pretty rocky. I forgot which one said it, but one of them said we want a better class of fan. Remember, there was that unfortunate comment.
Yeah, but I don't. In terms of what the initial reaction was, I don't. You know, nobody knew that much about either one of them, and Bill Veeck was a beloved figure for better or worse. And I don't think that was too much. I mean, I immediately liked Eddie Einhorn.
Yeah, the big splash that they made initially was the signing of Carlton Fisk.
Yeah. Yeah, so so I don't think it was up or down. I don't know that anybody knew enough to make an intelligent. If I thought somebody that I knew and respected knew enough to make some kind of intelligent guess of what the sale was, like, I'd go, oh, okay. I don't think anybody did.
You know, if there was some pushback. There was definitely pushback from Southside fans who, Veeck was sort of one of them.
Yeah, because of, yeah.
And, who are these two Highland Park Jews buying this team? And there's all
I don't
this,
remember
this,
writing
the
that.
Suburban. Well, I'm talking
who
about
who are these two Highland Park Jews?
Well,
anyway?
that was some of the reaction. You know, they're not really. This guy's from New York originally. He was a Dodgers fan. What do they know? They saw them as outsiders, and they were and the comment didn't help them that they kind of insulted the White Sox fans at the time, saying a better class of fans. But then they started to spend a ton of money, and there was some bad, some good. You know, the Carlton Fisk signing was really them saying we are going to be, and that was a huge deal, a huge signing for them when it was in 81 when that was announced. That was because Fisk was, I mean, that was it. That was the guy that nobody thought it could happen, and it did. But what year was it? Was it Steve Kemp? Was that another one that was supposed to be a big deal?
It was, yeah, I think so. They immediately tried. They immediately started doing things like that, and trying to put together a team. But, I think that the pushback that you talked about from Sox fans was much like the pushback we get from dopey White Sox fans.
Yeah, but there was outsiders, and do they really know how we do things around here? That kind of deal.
I don't. Yeah, but that's sort of like that
and pay TV. There was also they
pay TV.
Remember, because they were going to try to put the games on. Was it SportsVision or on TV?
I thought SportsVision.
Yeah, but whatever. There was that brief incarnation of on TV. Where people, it was a subscription, and they'd have softcore porn at night. And if you ran it through your VCR properly and you were able to kind of just tune it in just right, you could get blurry softcore porn. Not that I would know. I've just read such things in historical journals. I would never have any firsthand knowledge of trying to figure out how to...
The idea of paying for it caused a bit of a stir. Yes, that did cause a bit of a stir, and things were definitely going to be different. But I think if you... on balance, yes, there's always going to be White Sox fans are going to push back about anything. They named the Pope the owner they'd push back. He ain't one of us. What's he doing? Fell on a man in a wheelchair? What? He's a disgrace.
He's
get him out of here.
He's disgraceful.
I don't like him. He ain't spending anything.
He's not from back of the yards.
Yeah, right. It's disgraceful.
I mean, that's what you're falling into. It's not like, we kind of figured inevitable pushback because of that. It was like, come on, stop. Can you stop 5 minutes and being stupid and take a close look at this?
Well, we're dealing with here. And judging from some of the calls we've taken, the answer to that is no. No, they can't.
I understand.
This is Mike on the Score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you kind of took my thunder. That was the big deal, was that Sports Vision on TV, because, the games were on free all forever, and then they were going to make people pay for it, and that was a big stink about that, I do know.
Mm-hmm, there was. Yep.
But, it was kind of weird, because if you remember the first 5 or 6 years that they owned the team, you always heard from Einhorn. You never heard from Reinsdorf.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became the opposite. Then the last, however many years, you never heard a word from Einhorn.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Einhorn was the front man, and then that switched.
It switched, yeah. Mike, Einhorn was the guy that was, when you wanted to talk about the White Sox and talk about what happened and all of the other stuff, he was the upfront guy originally, and he's the guy you talked to. And he always had time. I mean, he's following a guy who took you anywhere you want. Bill Veeck, whatever you wanted, Bill Veeck could do. And so Eddie would do it. And Eddie was really a sweetheart. He really was. And I didn't know Jerry that well. You got to know Eddie pretty easily, pretty quickly. And he was the TV mind and all the other stuff that went with it, and the ideas and the things you wanted to do. And you're right, the Sports Vision was not exactly a big idea, was not a great idea for White Sox fans.
Little did White Sox fans know that cable and paying for television was going to become a part of their lives, whether they liked it or not.
Right.
I mean, I remember we didn't have cable. A lot of my friends' houses, a lot of people had cable before we did, and I would go over to their house to watch some White Sox games.
We didn't have TV. I just watched a big carton.
He's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, who you crapping?
Be good.
You got the Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or twiningsusa.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Points for every $100 in Speedy Cash gift cards you buy.
Terry Bors here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And you know what, Matty? Our guys at Mattress Firm are at it again. It's the semi-annual sale is on right now. You know what it is? It's a sale so big, it happens just twice a year.
And you guys know our friends at Mattress Firm. They are Chicagoland's and America's number one mattress retailer. Also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress and our favorite, the Tempur-Pedic.
Right now, you hurry in for savings of up to $300 store-wide. You get twin firm mattresses for as low as $59.99 or queen mattress sets for as low as $199.99. Buy now, and you can save up to $300 on what we just mentioned, Maddie, the most popular Tempur-Pedic mattress set before, and remember this, we warn you, we try to help you here, before prices go up on Monday.
Yeah, so you have to make plans this week and get out to Mattress Firm. It's probably time for a new mattress. You probably haven't bought one in forever. So do it, because if you do it now, you can pay no money down and no interest for 4 full years. And Mattress Firm guarantees that you'll sleep happy on your new mattress or your money back. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you, and we can tell you there's one right near you. You can also call 800-431-5921 for details about credit cost and terms. They also have a sleep happy guarantee. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. You get your money back. They also have an on-time delivery guarantee. Yep. If not, it's free. They also can deliver same day, so you can sleep happy tonight. And they'll find the right mattress for you. It'll fit your sleep style. It'll also fit your budget.
Fit us.
We love Mattress Firm. They found the perfect mattress for Terry and I to sleep together every night. So it really works out well. Even when Dan comes over, Dan sleeps with us comfortably in our Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah,
the three of us together.
I got my own Mattress Firm hookup, so I don't need you.
Well, it's just when Beth doesn't want you home, you come over, you sleep with me and Terry, and it's great. You sleep on top of Terry. You're still even very comfortable in Tempur-Pedic, even though you're on top of Terry. Now, I don't think Mattress Firm offers that any longer.
You know, right now, I don't think I can get him off me.
the sleep on top of Terry deal, I think that's gone. But their semi-annual sale is still going on. That goes on until Monday, so hurry in there this weekend. Mattress Firm, save money and sleep happy.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah. Elementary. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Starts here. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We had a little bump in the road there, but I think it was good for us. I think we won, 16 out of our last 17 games. And I think we've set some kind of a record here in the playoffs of the World Series. That's what Bud said, so I'm going to take his word for it. So from 25 years of waiting to this, it's a wonderful thrill for Jerry and I. It really is.
That was Eddie Einhorn on the Scores postgame show after the White Sox had won the World Series. Our old buddy Eddie Einhorn, and we visited him several times over the years, as I recall. And, you know, always, if you wanted to talk, Eddie talk. I mean, that's the way Eddie was, and he was a people person and didn't mind the meaningless palaver that he'd get from somebody like me.
Yeah, really important guy in sports broadcasting history. There is no March Madness without him.
Correct.
That he pioneered college basketball on television as a national event.
Yep.
And you think of a world like, how would somebody have to do that? Well, he kind of did. There was a way of doing that it was. Dick Enberg was the initial voice of some of that stuff, and finding a way to market it, finding an audience for it, and realizing he had a whole bunch of free labor. You know, that was the start. Say, hey, we can just do this, and we're not paying these players, and here you go. And it became, what is it, a $5 billion thing, the broadcasting of March Madness now?
Yeah, he had, you know, when you talk about understanding and a business and able to look ahead in a business and able to put together something for the future. You know, yeah, I realize Sports Vision was not a hit because you had to pay for it and the back of the yards didn't have the money. But I'm telling you this, in broadcasting, just aside from the White Sox, that guy is one of the most important figures in the history of it. Of sports broadcasting at the Einhorn.
Now, the 630 said they mentioned there was also a problem when the Sox were off WGN-TV and they put them on a VHF channel, I believe 44.
44, that's correct.
That was before they bought the team, though. Because they were on 44 in 1977 when Vex still owned them.
Okay.
Because that was, I remember, that was really significant for me because my whole schema of American League baseball, like if I think about old AL baseball from my childhood, I think of it as fuzzier because it was on 44. And when Channel 9 on our televisions, pre-cable, just over the air, had a terrible double image. And I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but when I grew up, Channel 9 just came in with ghosts. And there would always be
goats.
Not goats, but it had every player had like a greenish ghost doppelganger of himself. Huh. And it was something over time you wouldn't see anymore. You just your brain adapted and you stopped seeing it. But it wasn't just baseball. But and sometimes it looked worse than others, and even especially in the kitchen TV that had the aluminum foil that was clustered around the VHF antenna.
And the one that was on my head.
Yeah, the rabbit ears antenna and the secondary antenna, and you'd move it around. I remember watching Nixon scale the steps of the helicopter and make the double peace sign gesture and be carried away. And my mom pointed to that TV and saying, "Don't ever forget seeing this. Always remember that you're seeing this right now." So and I did. And similarly, I remember these images of the grainy, fuzzy American League games and the double imaged. It's just that's how it was. You had no choice.
I don't remember that. I had in the 80s, I had little or no TV hookup, but I don't remember that. Or even the 70s, I don't remember that. But maybe I didn't watch that much of it. I don't recall that. Did you have your TV check? Somebody come on, take a look at it for you?
All the time. But the TV repairmen back in the day.
The TV repairmen dead.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you just buy a new TV.
Well, that's what you do. Yeah, you come and get the old one, and nobody says, "Hey, we can come over and fix that."
Don't bother. Yeah, the TV repairman would come out. He'd show you his butt crack, and he'd take a look at the clicker. I still call it a clicker.
Wasn't even the TV guy.
It was just tradition.
Man
in our
at
house.
The door.
Right. Usually, a guy comes in, shows his butt crack to you. Just what you did.
Son, have you ever seen one of these? Yeah. If you say yes, he's staying.
Not quite like that.
Hey, wait a minute. What is that? Ooh. Okay. I don't even remember. And then they used to be able to like pick up the TV because there wasn't anything and take it to them. When we first moved to Mokena, there was a little TV shop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had this little TV and we took it to. I don't think we ever saw it again. Guy comes in. I can't get this thing right. Come back in another 3 days. Okay.
Oof. Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, right now is the time to expose that person. 312-644-6767. I hope it's good.
Hi, buddy!
Who are you crapping?
Comes up next on The Score.
When these stars come back, can they fit into something that has been found here instead of derailing something? They're not good enough to have it be about them. Jimmy's not good enough to have it be all about him and conquer like the greatest teams that are out there. The only way you're going to conquer it is if stars fit in.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all style selections laminate flooring, Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment